WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Taps Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo-wee! It is the last show of the summer. We are kicking it off and we are going to give it to you gold today. We're going to give it all we got today because it is a new year, new semester, new season, new life, but yet it is all one eternal hour, one eternal minute. It's just one strand of time that we've cut up into different pieces and organized it and called it Monday, Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, December, November, whatever. It's all an illusion. Woo! Okay, so how dope is New Order? So when I came in here, guess what? That song came right on and I was like, oh, say no more. I said, say no more. I was like, of course, this is a song that I would play. So, of course, let this be a part of Paranormal Playground Sounds today. Because it is a freeform playlist today. We are going to summon in, welcome in, beautiful autumn. So please join me in this. We got an awesome show. We're here till 8 p.m. We got the shamanic journeying at 7:05. It's going to be good. It's going to be grand. Please. Hear it. Hear it now. Hear it live. The Paranormal Playground Sound. Good evening. Thank you. Hello, and everybody just come in and get situated. Yes, that's right. Come in, come in. Come out wherever you are. Whew. It's going to be good. So thank you so much, Infinite Spirit, Infinite Love, Infinite Greetings. Just take a moment as you're here with me. Just take a beautiful moment to just collect yourself. Breathe in and breathe out. Yeah, just give you some time before we go into our meditation because I know we all need it. I know we all need it. So now, here we are in this moment. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and die, die. Let roots connect to our soul and our heart space, our heart center, and our love. Let the love of spirit surround us right now. Let's amplify ourselves. Beautiful weather. Let the love of spirit surround us right now. Let's raise our vibrations, for today is a beautiful day. It is an ending and a beginning to a new chapter of our lives. And as we are become aware of this beautiful chapter of our lives right now, we are aware as the seasons change, we change. As there is life and death, there is a constant creation and transition. But there was never any birth or death. It was always an infinite portal to tap into. Feel your body and your soul and your mind and your angels surrounding you. Feel the love of spirit surrounding you right now. Please put a shield of white light of healing energy. Put a shield of white light and healing energy surrounding us. Surrounding you in this moment. As your angels come around you. And bless your presence and heal you. With your loving, with their loving hands. Throughout the day, you may have picked up on psychic debris. You may have picked up on things that may have created you to feel disempowered, made you feel small, made you feel drained, made you feel worried. We're gonna just let go of all of that. We're gonna let go of all these things. Whatever it is you've been dealing with, whatever it is throughout the week, let your love shine, let your heart shine, let the infinite nature raise to the highest good right now. As your light has come to the surface. You see, angels, when they remove all the things that don't serve you, when angels remove all the things that do not serve your being, you are able to shine and you're able to glow and you're able to grow. You are able to be exactly who you are from your pure spirit, and it shall be visible. You see, when we shine our light directly from our source, we can attract only the things that align us with our path and our power. Feel into this power. Feel how powerful it feels to be clear and cleansed. Sitting down, surrounded outside by beautiful, beautiful fireflies. And it's the evening as the sun is setting, and you're on a beautiful park bench, just watching the beautiful fields of grass, the beautiful trees, and you can see all the sky. Because you're in a huge field, so there's nothing blocking your view from the sky. And you can feel all these fireflies dancing around you. They come to give you the message of light, of hope, joy and wisdom, positivity and strength and optimism. Vibration that surrounds you. You can feel just the calmness of the beautiful summer breeze and the beautiful summer that is winding down and making its end and transition into beautiful fall. You are the most beautiful and loved creation on planet Earth. You are the most beautiful and loved creation. Feel the love surrounding you. You are joy and you are beauty. You are wholesome. You are wholeness. Feel the love of spirit. Feel the angelic power. and the love of God and Spirit. Shine, shine, shine. Now you can feel this magic in the air, and you can see the beautiful fireflies and how beautiful they are. These fireflies come to give you the message of light and inspiration. They sprinkle all their beautiful fairy dust and firefly dust all over you. They want you to have the gift of magic. They want you to have the power within you to go within, to have the strength to heal yourself, and to help you to heal your entire body temple so you can glow just like these fireflies. They're giving you the gift to transform, transmute any lower vibrational energies and to turn them into light. Turn them into your best, greatest yet to be. Turn them into your most magnificent self. The fireflies dance around you and giving you this magical power, giving you this magical gift. You are sitting in an activation right now. You are sitting in the most beautiful, wonderful activation of your life. Your heart and your soul and your mind is guided to the best thing possible. You are true beauty, true love, and true light. Feel into your infinite nature. Feel how wonderful it is to feel good. Feel the fireflies. They just ignited you. They just gave you the strength and the power. Right now, visualize yourself in the highest form possible, in your most beautiful strength, in the highest self you can be, the most confident you. Imagine a time in your life where nothing could break you. Nothing. You were so confident in who you are and so connected to your spirit, and you did the best job possible that you could in this world, and you channeled life. Remember that time and imagine that time and see yourself as a strong royal in abundance, empowered with confidence, strength, and ability to shine. You are so beautiful. You are so brilliant. You are so light. Feel into this. Take that light wherever you are. Take that light, let it fly and let it flow. We ask Infinite Spirit and the angels to heal us. Please heal us, Infinite Spirit. Anything that we have missed, anything that we did not get, anything that we need to continue to heal, anything that we can't see, Infinite Spirit, help us to heal. Help us to heal and help us to stand in our power as royal as much as possible. Mwah. Thank you. Whew. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlin. I am the Boss Medium, and you just joined me in your weekly guided meditation here for you to unwind, to unfold after work or wherever it is that you are in the evening. If you're in traffic, it's a good thing to just listen to and be a part of and just be able to just have the love of God and angels surrounding you and lifting you up. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let the love shine. Let all the love come in. This is all about love. It's all about love and creation. And we must be in alignment with that. So we're not always going to be perfect 24/7. But what we can do is pray. What we can do is manifest and ask for the best, greatest yet to be. Oh, the infinite spirit in the infinite universe, we are here. What are you manifesting? That's the question. It is a new moon this Thursday. So during the new moon, pray, pray, pray. Ask yourself, what are we manifesting? Love you. Woo! All right, stay tuned. Again, We're not done. 7:05, we have sound healing, shamanic drumming, and more of a freeform playlist. So excited. Here is the ending of a new beginning. And each Labor Day, I love you so much over and over and over again. Let's get into it with some Trashmen. That's right. Woo! We're gonna get some surf rock in here. Like, come on, we're gonna raise the vibration. Yeah.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in. You said you love me, but you can't come in.
Thank you. He and Johnny were lovers. Oh, how they could love. They swore to be true to each other, just as true as the stars above. He was their man, but he'd done her wrong, so wrong. Well, Johnny said, I've gotta go now, I won't be very long. Don't you wait up for me, honey, don't you worry while I'm gone. He was her man, but he'd done her wrong, so wrong. Well, Frankie went down to the bar room, ordered up a big glass of beer, said, tell me the truth, Mr. Bartender, has my Johnny man been here? You know he's my man, he been doing me wrong, so wrong. He said, I ain't gonna tell you no stories, ain't gonna tell you no lies. Your Johnny came by about an hour ago with that no good Nellie Bly. I know he's your man, he been doing you wrong, so wrong. Well, Frankie drank up all her beer, ordered up a big glass of gin, said, ain't it a shame, Mr. Bartender, I've taken to drinking again on account of my man who've been doing me wrong, so wrong. Well, Frankie went up a dark alley, she didn't go there for fun. Under her sky blue kimono, she had a great big 44 gun to use on her man who've been doing her wrong, so wrong. Well, Frankie went down to the hotel, looked in a window so high. Then she saw her Johnny messing round with Nellie Bly. He was her man, but he'd done her wrong, so wrong. Well, Johnny saw Frankie coming, out the back door he did scoop. But Frankie took aim with her pistol, and the gun went Rudy toot-toot. He was her man, but he'd done her wrong, so wrong. Well, it wasn't murder in the second degree, it wasn't murder in the third. That woman just dropped her man like a hunter drops a bird. It was her man, but he'd done her wrong, so wrong. Well, you better roll out those rubber-tired carriages, roll out those rubber-tired hacks. They're taking poor Johnny to that graveyard, they'll never bring him back. He was their man, but he done her wrong, so wrong, so wrong. We'll be right back.
off the wire, scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and we are here relaxing, chilling, kicking it back old school. Yes, we had some booty gone through right there with Hey Lolly Lolly. Hey la da da la da da la di, hey la da da la di lo, hey la 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 li la li, hey la na na. So good. Derek Morgan, Rudy's Don't Fear. Ooh. Rudy's Don't Fear. Okay, am I going to sing every song that I recap? I wish I could. Derek Murphy, Frankie and Johnny, Cutworms, I'll Never Make It, The Trash Man, Keep a Knockin'. So we had some surf. We had some kind of like, it was like modern day doo-wop-y kind of rock and roll. It was good. With, you know, some old time. What is this? Dixieland, jazz, ragtime, whatever. Turk Murphy, music for wise guys and boosters, card sharps and crap shooters. Ooh, I had to get that. Like, I had to get that vinyl. Like, why would you not get a vinyl that says that and it just has, like, a poker game on the counter and it's, like, you know, obviously, like, from 1970s, like, depicting from like the 1930s and 20s. It's good. And so, you know, in a mixture with, you know, reggae, all of that, reggae ska, you know, yeah, that's how I do it. That's how I do it. So anyways, I hope you all are well today. I hope life is good, and I hope that I stop drinking caffeine. What? Just kidding. I hope that your life is bringing you so many good things. So many wonderful, magical promises and gifts unfolding, and if you haven't received them yet, they're on their way. This is all about optimism. It's all about strength. It's all about hope. It's all about goodness and connecting with that goodness and manifesting and law of attraction, speaking to spirit, speaking to your guides. You know, speaking of spirit, last week we had a crazy encounter, lots of encounters with Marilyn Monroe, and it just didn't end. It really didn't. It just kept going and going and going, and it just kept, you know, continuously creating a bunch of miracles that happened over and over and connecting the dots. And I kept seeing things that came up about Marilyn, you know, over and over. So it just, you know, talk to your spirit guides. They're here for you, even when they seem like they're not, even when sometimes you may build a connection with them and then all of a sudden you can't hear them and then all of a sudden they're not there. Believe me, that will happen, and that will be very frustrating, but you have to keep going, because sometimes, you know, spirit, they're like, they're your loving source, and sometimes they, not sometimes, I mean, they always know what's good for you. They always know how to help you. So sometimes they're not supposed to give you a helping hand. Sometimes you're supposed to be doing things on your own, because it's the only way that they can help you to learn. Sometimes, this is the thing, spirit never actually leaves you alone. Angels never will leave you alone. Angels will never put you something through what you can't, what you're not ready for, what you can't do. But sometimes it could feel like there's a gap, or like it feels like they're not there. God isn't there. There's a void, and you get frustrated, and you're just like, you're always supposed to be here. I'm always supposed to connect. Why am I not connecting? And you have to understand, during those times of frustration, that's where the magic is actually happening, and they're connecting with you the most. You have to be able to have a contrast, as I always say, of happy, sad, good, bad, negative, positive. Our inherent state is the joy. The inherent state is the good. The inherent state is more of the good feelings. But we, you know, sometimes we have to stop labeling these contrasts as like, and deeming them as so bad and so negative and all of these things. Sometimes we need to feel things we don't want to feel in order to grow. And that's where the beauty and the magic is. So embrace all of it. Embrace the entire journey and wherever you're at. And love. And I encourage you to summon up all the questions, all the, you know, the things you want to know when we come to our shamanic journeying at 7:05. I encourage you to be able to open up your heart now. This is a good time to open up your heart and get really in touch and get in tuned with, where do I want to heal? How do I want to heal? What do I want to know? What is it that I want to experience? You know, what is your intention right now? If you could heal, if you could grow, if you could uplift yourself, if you could connect with spirit and purify yourself in this way, what is your intention for your higher self? You know, we're always trying to get to our greatest and best yet to be, and not the greatest and best yet to be in somebody else's eyes, but in our eyes. And that's what's really important for us to understand, and what we need to do and where we need to be, is that we need to cultivate ourselves in a way that makes us happy. We need to cultivate ourselves in a way that brings us joy and makes us feel good and makes us, you know, not have anxiety. You know, helps us to be confident and bold and courageous in our endeavors of whatever it is, and be of service. That is the most fulfilling part. And it's very fulfilling to be here on the mic and say I love you, and to be here at WMFO and to be here and all the gratitude that comes. And life is just so good, and it's good to remember that, even though sometimes we forget. And it's okay. It's okay to forget. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things that go on in the world each and every day that really can create a disempowering reality, can really create disharmony in not only within, you know, our reality, our energy, but within our body temple. And we don't, you know, we definitely, we want to maintain health. We want to maintain this beautiful level of healthy and happy, this beautiful level of channeling and communicating good. We want to keep being able to communicate this, no matter where we are and no matter what we do, and everything that is made possible here by spirit. Thank you. So get excited. Meet me in the light, get in line, get excited. Meet me in the light, get in line, get excited. Woo! Perfect. You can keep walking, I'ma still keep talking. It's lovely, it's lovely. That's from my song, Meet Me in the Light. Ah-wee! We're getting uplifted, we're getting vibrationally connected, and that's what it's about. We're raising our vibrations with love. And we're really getting down to what's real. We're getting down to the core of everything that's real. And just looking at this beautiful reality. Look at all the things we're able to do with this reality. It is, the possibilities really are infinite. And that's what we really need to understand, is that the possibilities are infinite here on the paranormal. Here on the PPS, baby. I love you so much. Mwah! I just got this oomph of love. So stay tuned. I got, speaking of oomph of love, it's one of my favorite bands. It's coming up right here, right now. It's called, I'm going to play some Kings of Nothing. Yeah, Kings of Nothing. So stay tuned. 7:05, we're doing the Shamanic Journey. I'm feeling good already. This feels good. This feels so good. Love you. So stay tuned. Right here on Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Yeah. supposed to feel whole again. He can't get over the counterculture. Over the counterculture. Over the counterculture. What is pounding wood? This functions on the corpse. Over the counterculture. Over the counterculture. Over the counterculture.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Taps, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the boss of Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently.
Home to stay.